Praise him. How about you? On this Sunday morning, it doesn't matter what storm you're going through. Amen. I will praise the Lord. I said, I will praise the Lord at all times. When the sun is shining or when the storm is blowing. When I have money or when I'm broke, I will pray. I said, I'm going to praise him. At all times. In Genesis chapter 22, it gives us a story of when God comes to the prophet, to Abraham. And it says, and it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham. And he said unto him, Abraham, and he said, behold, I am here. And he said, take now thy son, thy only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him for a burnt offering upon the mountain that I'm going to tell you. May God bless you. May be seated. I'm going to talk to you just for 5 or 10 minutes on the subject when my sacrifice turns into worship. It is amazing to me how that people look at us and they wonder why we do the things that we do. Why is it that the Apostolic Church, or why is it that Grace Point acts the way they act? Why is it that they would come on a Sunday and give their time to God? Or why would they support over 40 missionaries? Or why do they put a roof on Bizotone? Why do they build a church at the orphanage site? Don't you realize that that is a sacrifice? But I want you to know on this Sunday morning, for those of us that love God, it's not a sacrifice, but it's my praise, and that's my worship to the God that died. I said, to the God that died on Calvary for me. The word of the Lord comes to Abraham. He said, your only son, I want you to go get him. And I want you to take him to the place that I'm going to show you. And take him and sacrifice him. Calls his servants together. I have no idea what the conversation was like with Mama. Can you imagine if the Bible wrote that one out, huh? Mama, I'm taking your little boy, and we're going to sacrifice him. He gets the servant. They get the wood. And he gets the son. And they go out on a journey. God says, I'm going to show you the place. And when they get to the place where God says, that mountain there, that's where you're going to sacrifice your son. The boy's already wondering, Dad, we got a small problem here. Because later on he says, Dad, we have the wood, we have the fire, but Dad, you've lost it a little bit. You forgot something. So Abraham, before they start walking up the mountain, He turns to his servants and he says, listen here, guys, this is what's going to happen. Me and my son, we're going to take the wood and we're going to take the fire. You're going to stay here, but me and my son are going on top of the mountain, not to sacrifice, but he says, I'm going up on top of the mountain to worship. You see, there was something on the inside of Abraham that said, some people may look at this thing that God has given me, and God is even asking me to sacrifice him, but to me, it's not. Oh. To me, it's not sacrifice at all, but to me, it's worship. And I want you to know, this Sunday morning, I've not come to sacrifice, but I've come to worship God Almighty. I've come to give him my best. When I begin to lift my hands, when I begin to do the things I do, people say, Ron, are you nuts? You know, there's a little bit of problems every once in a while in Haiti. Isn't that a sacrifice? Nothing compared to what he did. Well, come on now. One of the biggest things that gets me in Haiti is the heat. Okay? When I was first going to Haiti, I told my parents, and my mom introduced me the next day to some friends of hers. This is my son. He's going to Hades. I did not know how close Mama really was. My Lord, I got there. It's hot. I mean, it's real hot. And it's hot here in Florida, okay? I'm not going to take that away from you. It's hot. But thank God our churches have air conditioners. Thank God you have a beautiful... Thank God you got a beautiful place with air conditioning. And at night, we get electricity, not very often, okay? And sometimes I'm thinking, God, I've got to do better. This is horrible. This is nuts. It's hot. But I've got a feeling God was a little bit hot when he gave his life. But he says, it's not a sacrifice for him. He died on Calvary, and it was his worship for us. He offered himself, and that's the least I can do. On this Sunday morning, I want to come to the place where I turn what some people call a sacrifice, but I want to turn it into praise to my God. I want God to know how much I really love him. We have things within our life, and so often we bring them and I'm putting it on the altar.
Oh, thank you.
What? You've got the guy. Is he that's awesome now? I love you, even though you do wear a pink tie. There are several of them around in this church, I noticed. I like your pink tie. It's a pink shirt too, man. Y'all are. So many times we want to bring things and we put them on the altar and say, God, this is my sacrifice. But on this Sunday morning, I want to go beyond just putting stuff on the altar and saying, this is my sacrifice. But on this Sunday morning, I want to put myself on the altar, but not as a sacrifice. I'm putting myself in the hands of God as a worship unto him. God, take my life as worship. God, take everything I have and mold me and make me. I'm placing myself on the altar, but not as a sacrifice. God, but I worship you. God, I worship you. I wonder today if we could stand. I wonder if there's anyone else would like to come join me. Not to put stuff on an altar. But I wonder if there's anyone here would like to come forward and just stand around the altar and say, God, this is my worship unto you. God, here I am. This is my worship unto you. This is my worship unto you, O God. Yalla rabo si alama. That's right. Let the Lord speak to you this morning. Lord, turn my sacrifice into worship. Lord, I thank you for the sacrifices of this church. Lord, but take it as my worship. Take it as my worship. If you're here this morning and you'd like to join us around the front, I promise you I'm not going to embarrass you. Come join us around the front this morning as we dedicate our life unto him. Hallelujah. Lord, I give you my all.